Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. And right now in Chicago, we got a Thursday night football game where the Chicago Bears currently lead the Panthers 16-13. They're at the 2-minute warning right now. Carolina has the ball. Let's see if Bryce Young can help engineer a fourth quarter comeback. I don't know how many people across North America are watching or listening to this game. I can just tell you this. Carolina is 1-7. The Chicago Bears are 2-7. There's not a lot to be excited about here. That's just being realistic. All right, we'll be here for the next 3 hours. We'll talk about this game. Get into Kyler Murray returning. I guess he is going to be the quarterback of the future for the Arizona Cardinals. We're going to talk about a massive act of kindness from Shohei Ohtani. We're going to get into this in a while. I mean, if you thought Jim Harbaugh was the only coach that might be in trouble, oof. Lane Kiffin had a recording go public that I guess he didn't expect to go public. So we'll get into that. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. It's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app every minute, every second. AUDACY. Go ahead and get the app. Shout outs to folks listening on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. People tuned in on SiriusXM 158 and everybody listening on a smart speaker. Just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I want to share with you some, I can't even say thoughts. We'll hear the audio from Lane Kiffin shortly, because we live in such a world right now. There are a lot of people who are very sensitive. You got to be careful what you say, how you say it. And there's some truth to that. Society is very sensitive, some overly sensitive. And then we also have a whole lot of people that aren't sensitive enough to what other people have to deal with. And so this makes things very, very complicated. Having said that, Ole Miss is going to go ahead and take on the Georgia Bulldogs this Saturday. The Bulldogs, we know, they're going for their third straight national championship. They have won 26 games in a row, and Ole Miss is trying to just trying to rock the boat right now. Ole Miss is trying to say college football playoff, what? Nah, we're here to screw things up. But unfortunately for Ole Miss, the bigger story right now is that their defensive tackle, who the school says is still on scholarship, is still on the team, is suing Ole Miss. He's suing Lane Kiffin. It's a $40 million lawsuit saying that, hey, Lane Kiffin ignored signs that I was suffering from depression and treated me in a way that was grossly reckless and indifferent. $40 million. Now, on one hand, you could say he's suing because they hurt his feelings. On the other end, you could say he's suing because they were jerks. I'll let you be the judge. The defensive tackle, his name, DeSanto Rollins. He's the one suing the school and Lane Kiffin for $40 million. He initially had a meeting with Coach Kiffin on February 27th, said that he was depressed, that he needed to take a break, and in return, Lane Kiffin told him, okay, well, we're going to move you from defensive tackle, and then we're going to put you to scout team on the offensive line. And so it's been reported that Coach Lane Kiffin wanted to meet with him after this fact, and he couldn't. You know, DeSanto said he was not available, as he told him. He wasn't in the best mind frame. And so they did not meet again until March 21st. I guess that first meeting didn't go the way that DeSanto wanted it. And so for the second go-around, he recorded the conversation, which was legal. And the conversation, well, it was shared publicly and widely today. I want you to listen to this conversation, if it is a conversation, between defensive tackle at Ole Miss, DeSanto Rollins, and head coach Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin is the guy that's yelling. Listen to this.
If you would have come here, when you kept getting messages, the head coach wants to talk to you, and you saying, I'm not ready to talk to him.
I wasn't.
Well, what world do you live in?
I don't see why you gotta be disrespectful, honestly.
Get out of here. Go. Go. You're off the team. You're done. See ya. See ya.
Because I'm...
See ya. Go. Go. And guess what? We can kick you off the team. So go read your f***ing rights about mental health. We can kick you off the team for not showing up. When the head coach has to meet with you and you don't show up for weeks, okay, we can remove you from the team. It's called being a f***. It's called hiding behind s*** and not showing up to work.
Oh, well, if you can't figure out some of the expletives, he said it's called being a... Hey, Shep, there's no creative way for me to fill in these blanks, is there, right?
No, I think everyone can read between the lines with what he said.
It's called being a, I don't know, a cat. Yeah, that's it.
You're called a wussy.
Yeah, a wussy.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Called him a wussy. It's called being a wussy and hiding behind blank and not showing up to work. Wow. I mean, we've heard Lane Kiffin. I'm not surprised at the words here. This could have been any head coach, and I wouldn't have been surprised. So I'm not shocked. People say these things. We know that we live in a different world. It's 2023. All types of things get leaked out. We also know that coaching has changed. You know, last week after the passing of Bobby Knight, we heard plenty of stories. We had some of those stories share right here on CBS Sports Radio. Can't necessarily do things the way that you used to do them. And so I think this is another wake-up call and another message to coaches. And I don't care at what level. You could be at college. You could be at high school. And I think the pros know this as well. They can't approach the players the same way that they used to. And when it comes down to issues of mental health, it is kind of touch and go. If DeSanto Rollins pretty much said, hey, I'm not in the mindset of speaking to you. I mean, what other measures did Ole Miss take to contact him? It's one thing to hear from Lane Kiffin to say, hey, we tried to reach out. You said you weren't ready to talk. I can understand that. I mean, if the boss or the higher-ups or the people who, and I like how he called it coming to work. This is school, right? Right? It's school. He didn't come to work. But anyway, I can understand from his perspective, we're trying to reach you and you're saying you're not ready. Well, what else happened? If he told you that he was depressed and he wasn't in the right mind frame, did he receive any support? Did anybody else reach out to him? Or was it just the coaches saying, hey, man, a coach wants to meet you, and he said, I'm not in the right mind frame? I mean, if that's the case and they didn't employ anybody else or anything else, then screw y'all too. But Lane Kiffin here, this is just really a reminder. Any conversation that you have with somebody, especially when you're in a position of power and influence, especially when you're the boss, man, you better have that conversation like it's taking place in public. Like, this ain't the world that we living in anymore. And so $40 million is DeSanto Rollins going to get $40 million? I don't think so. The school has defended itself and said that there is no measures here of being discriminatory or being racist or sexist. And how does that play in? Well, a part of his lawsuit says, well, if I were a woman, would I be treated like this? If I were a white player, would I be treated like this? So I think this is probably likely going to get tossed out. I'm not a lawyer. What the hell do I know? The school also says that despite the comments by Lane Kiffin, that DeSanto is still on scholarship. He still is on the roster, and he still has access to everything he would have had. He didn't get the boot. And based off of all that, I don't think he's going anywhere. I don't think he's getting any money. But I think this is a wake-up call. Like, there are people who deal with mental health issues. And I know there will be a segment of the population who goes, oh, man, how soft the world is, and people are getting soft and overly sensitive. And part of that is true. But there also needs to be more of a just recognizing, not just covering up, that, yeah, there are people who deal with issues. And for years, it wasn't okay to talk about it. And so in this case, Lane Kiffin learned a lesson, man. Just do better. Do better. And if you really did care about his mental health, and we don't know, maybe you would have tried or approached or utilized different measures instead of, hey, man, come to work. Hey, man, come to work. We want to talk to you. And the guy has already told you he's depressed. You're the head football coach. You're not a doctor, not a psychologist. Find somebody else to go talk to him instead of kicking him in the ass. Do better. But that lawsuit, man, yeah, this thing's getting thrown out. And this is where Ole Miss attention is going right now, as opposed to, I don't know, like trying to go out there and beat the Georgia Bulldogs. It's unfortunate. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Gary is here. He's calling from New Hampshire. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Gary?
Yeah, thank you. Shep was nice enough to let me get on for this reason, because you guys had a great survey question last night. I got to give you credit. I know you're talking about Lane Kiffin right now, so I'll make it fast. But I just wanted you guys to know, inside of this century, there's only two guys I came up with, because when you were talking about Brock Lesnar, which was awesome, I can only come up with the great elite athletes, and you said Usain Bolt, which was awesome. How about Jerry Rice?
Hold on a second. Hold on, Gary. Hold on. 1 second. Shep, help me out. Help me.
Yes, sir. Well, so I don't mean to speak for you.
Right.
I know that Gary, I know nobody could get through last night, basically. Like, there wasn't a line that was available for like 30, 40 people that were hitting me up that wanted to get in. So I had respect for Gary. I wanted to make sure he got in with his choice and selection, because I know that was a great top six you had last night. I'm kind of with Gary on this, JR. Like, Jerry Rice, a lot of people think of him in the 80s and the 90s, but what this guy was able to do at 40, 41, and 42, remember that spectacular showdown he had as a Seahawk on Monday Night Football?
Yeah, when he was balding and had the braids, yes.
Correct. I'm talking even after that. But yes, I remember those days with the 49ers and the Raiders. Like this guy was getting over 1,000 yards, 9 touchdowns per season when he was 39, 40. No receiver today plays past the age of 35. I mean, Julio Jones is the old man in the game right now. He's 34, so.
That's a blip. Let's get Gary back.
Okay.
Hey, Gary, man, that's a blip, man. That's a blip. Like the bulk of his life is the 80s and the 90s.
Okay, then I'm wrong again, and I admit it. But let's just throw that one away.
Hey,
but I'm gonna give you one more.
Back down easily there.
Are you guys there?
Yeah, live. Go ahead.
Okay. This guy, we don't know when he retired, but you did say Brock Lesnar. We know about Kurt Angle, the wrestler. He was an Olympic athlete, correct?
Was he an Olympic athlete?
I think he won a
gold medal. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Atlanta.
Yeah. Now, here's a guy. I'm not sure. Let's just say he even retired in the 90s. But there was a wrestler way back when who was an Olympic athlete. You remember Ken Patera?
Who, what?
Ken Patera,
yeah, and he wrestled. Yeah. Well, what do you, help me, what about him?
You said about elite athletes of our time inside the 20th century into our new century. So,
this current century, which means like the past 20 years, 2001 to today.
Okay, that's fine. He might have retired in 2002. We don't know that, right?
Who?
But I'm saying, did you ever see Ken Patera?
That man is like 80 years old.
Well, I don't think that, but you could check it out. But did you ever see him when he put his legs up against a car that was going about 50, 60 miles an hour?
Yes, when I was like 5 years old in the 80s, yes.
Thanks for putting me down, J.R.
I'm just saying, Gary, you telling me about, next thing you know, you're going to tell, he hung up, sad. Next thing you know, he's going to tell me about, I don't know, Jim Brown. Like, yes, Jim Brown was amazing, but you know when he didn't participate in athletics? This century. I mean, there's a big difference. Ken Patera to Usain Bolt to, like, come on. Tell me about Bo Jackson while we're at it. I heard about him, too. I watched him. I mean, damn. Hey, how about this? This Thursday night football game is over. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. The Chicago Bears beat the Panthers, the final score, 16-13. The Carolina Panthers now have an amazing record of 1-8. The Chicago Bears, they improve to 3-7 as Justin Fields stares on from the sidelines with a hood on because of a busted up thumb that cannot hold or throw a football. Carolina 1-8, tied for the worst 9-game start in franchise history. Pretty pathetic, pretty sad, pretty bad. Bryce Young, 21 of 38, 185 yards throwing, 0 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Tyson Bagent, 20 of 33 passing, 162 yards, 0 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. In an NFL where you got to throw the football to win, these two dudes, they threw the football and nothing happened. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We'll talk more about this game and what does it mean more so for the draft. We're going to get into it. We'll hear some of the plays from the game and we'll talk about Carolina. We'll talk about the Bears. These are two teams just heading towards the draft again. But do they own their picks? Who owns their picks? Who can they select? What happens with Justin Fields? We'll talk about it, and I'll get to your calls. 855-212-4CBS. We'll talk about Kyler Murray. I do want to share with you some amazing work by Shohei Ohtani. We got more to do here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Best sports show in the country, my friend JR. Always a pleasure to talk to you, brother.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. It's a final. The Chicago Bears beat the Carolina Panthers Thursday Night Football. The final score, 16-13. Chicago improves their record to 3-7. The Carolina Panthers, they fall to a franchise worst, 1-8. This is the worst start and their history of existence here. We know David Tepper can't be happy with this result. And they drafted Bryce Young, number one. Let's keep this in mind. They got that pick from the Chicago Bears in exchange for DJ Moore. And in return, Chicago owns Carolina's first-round pick in 2024. So what does this mean? If the Carolina Panthers continue looking like ass, if the Carolina Panthers end up with the number one overall pick, it's going to go to the Chicago Bears. In Carolina, they're going to have to just get a pick somewhere else, man. That's it. They ain't even getting their own pick. So Chicago, at that point, all things considered, they'll have an option to get another quarterback if they want to. That'll be another conversation. This game, not all that exciting, as you could probably tell. The first touchdown, the first score of the game was a punt return, for a touchdown. And then at the end of the game, all things considered, the score was 16-13, Chicago over Carolina. And the Carolina Panthers had an opportunity to tie the game up. But Eddie Pinheiro, who, by the way, used to play for the Chicago Bears, he missed the kick, a 59-yarder. I want you to take a listen to this. Panthers Radio Network.
His career long is 56. 1:40 to go. Panthers have two timeouts, so if they don't make this, the Bears win it with a first down. Jansen to snap. Hecker puts it down. Pinheiro's kick is up. It's not going to get there. It's short. The kick is no good, and Chicago takes over near midfield. The Panthers still have two timeouts. There's 1:35 to go. And the only chance now for Carolina, you have to get Chicago off the field with a three and out. A first down ends the game.
Well, damn it. Let's hear that first down to end the game. I like torture. Let's listen to this. Bears Radio Network.
Tyson Bagent takes the snap, looking to throw. Bagent throws. Mooney the catch. My goodness, on the slant for a first down at the 40. And he took his time to throw that ball. I wished it was out earlier because he had to thread the needle on the slant to the left. First down, Bears. And no way to stop the clock. Tyson Bagent, you are one tough cookie.
Yeah, that was it. That was all she wrote. And as of right now, the Chicago Bears would have the number one overall draft pick that they got from the Carolina Panthers last season. And they would also hold the fifth overall draft pick. This sucks. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. This might set Carolina back. That's if Bryce Young ain't the guy. This could set them back for a long time, because where the hell are you getting this QB from? They all in on this man. They got to let this dude play for the next 3 years. Kirby is calling from Portland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR? How you doing, man?
I'm excellent. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to touch on that Lane Kiffin issue you had addressed earlier.
Well, please, go ahead. You washing dishes? What you doing?
I'm shopping for my family, man. Grocery shopping.
Okay, hurry up, man. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to, people are going to come out and say, you know, he's soft or whatever for, you know, trying to sue him or, you know, but I've seen some stuff, you know, playing college ball, and that coaches can't really influence somebody, you know, when they go in and they're not in the right mindset and stuff like that. So, I just wanted to be that other voice that, you know, make sure you kind of think about every person's aspect, you know, what they're going through in life, you know, how a person in charge can affect your life and how you feel.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's why, you know, out of everything that I've read and saw today, Kirby, I didn't hear anything about additional support. Everything is about the audio that came out. It's about him suing. We hear Lane Kiffin yelling at him about show up to work, and we tried to reach out to you. Well, to me, it's real simple. And I ain't managing anybody right now at this point of life. But at one point I did. And if somebody came up to me and said, yo, hey, I got an issue, like, I got to report that. The company is then supposed to say, hey, we can talk to you and get support. I don't know what additional support they tried to offer him outside of, hey, the coach called you in for work and you didn't do it. I mean, if they can tell me that they provided more than that, I think I could rock with it. But just saying the coach called you, I don't think that's enough.
JR, if you don't mind, can I just say something to Kirby just very quickly to his point? Like,
sure.
I just think Kirby is so right in this regard. You can't talk to a certain player X the same way you talk to player Y. Like, as somebody that does coach on my end, there are certain individuals that I can really get on, and there are certain individuals I have to handle with kid gloves. The state of mind that Mr. Rollins was in when he was in Kiffin's office, you could tell he was delicate.
Out of his mind.
You could tell he was fragile. You can't go after an individual with this demonstrative demeanor if he is in that state of mind. JR and Kirby, like, Kiffin was completely clueless, and you don't know what that kind of conversation can ultimately trigger for a young man in that much of a fragile state. Like, that was horrendous to hear.
Yeah, man, I saw this. I saw a documentary about a kid that I think it was Washington State that, you know, he had the same kind of things going on, and you know, like his players and coaches just kind of, you know, they kind of shrugged it off, and I think eventually, like, he ended up, you know, committing suicide or something like that, and that's just not something to, you know, play with. And JR, I wanted to, you know, you touched on it a little bit when he was telling him, like, you know, come to work. And something I heard, you know, playing basketball through college was student athlete, student first, athlete second. So what's work? You know what I mean? If you're going to school, that's what, you know, you should be there to support this student athlete instead of there to, you know what I mean, make sure this man is going to work for you. And what's important to you, you know, may not be the most important thing to him at the time.
Yeah. We know we've been known that. That's a sham. The idea of student athlete. Yeah, you come to work. Yeah, I've called you to come to work, man. He's a student. Ain't that what he is first? He's supposed to be a student.
Right.
But, yeah, we know that's a sham. Hey, Kirby, thank you for calling and sharing that perspective, man.
Yes, sir. JR, you and Shep, man. Keep doing what you guys do. I love you guys' show, man.
All right, thank you, man. Much appreciated. We got Chad. Chad is calling from North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Chad?
Yes, sir. You know, I watched this game today. You know, I'm extremely disappointed in it. The trade is just unbelievable to me. It's going to live in infamy for Panthers fans forever, I believe. Now, I was talking to one of my friends who was describing as when New Orleans took Drew Brees, how they made a point to enforce the interior offensive line, the guard and the two, the center and the two guards. Now, what I'm thinking is, shouldn't you have that in place before you get your quarterback? I don't think you should build around the quarterback. You should have pieces in place before you get your quarterback. By the time you get the pieces in place, Bryce Young probably won't be your quarterback.
Well, there's no exact way for that. I think most teams would take the approach, and you're gonna be destroyed. I mean, we can go back and look at Derek Carr's brother David. The minute that he was drafted into the NFL, expansion franchise, Houston Texans, this man was treated like a pinata. He never had a chance. We never got to see what he could actually be because he was always on his damn back, right? So that's to an extreme. If we got to look at modern day, today, right now, the Atlanta Falcons have an offensive line. They have skilled position players, but they don't have a QB. They've taken the approach of, let's go ahead and fill out everything else and try to put the quarterback in place. Well, I
and
can
they're in better position than the Panthers, are they not?
Well, I can – are they in the same division?
Yeah, they're in the same division,
yes,
and
yes,
they're better
yes,
off
yes,
than
correct.
The Panthers
Let me
are
finish.
Playing that way.
Let me finish,
sorry,
damn it.
Go ahead. Sorry.
The point is, there's no perfect scenario. Everybody knows that you need a quarterback. Falcon fans are incredulous right now that they have everything except for QB. If you talk to a lot of Falcons fans, they will tell you it makes no sense that we have all of these pieces, but we don't have the main one in the middle. And then I'm sure you can go ahead and talk to a Carolina Panthers fan, and you can talk to a lot of fans all over the country who might look at their team and say, hey, like we have a quarterback, we think, but he doesn't have help. He doesn't have an offensive line. He doesn't have weapons.
So they didn't give up all they gave up for a quarterback is what I'm saying. If you got those pieces, you can give up everything the Panthers did for a quarterback, but we can't.
Correct. But when you select number one overall, in most cases, you're going to take a QB. You're gonna hitch your horse to someone who
so
you
Rob
expect.
Bryce Young, why wouldn't you wait a year and take
Chad,
Taylor Williams?
Chad. Chad.
I'm listening.
How long have you been a Carolina Panthers fan? Since inception?
Since the inception.
Okay. Have you been drinking tonight, Chad?
A little bit. Not a lot.
I can tell because you're difficult to speak to. I understand your frustration, but I want you to know this. The Carolina Panthers selected this man number one overall last year. I don't know what you thought they should have done.
Stroud.
That's a possibility. That's fine. And if Stroud was here on the team and he was getting the daylights knocked out of him because he wasn't protected or it ain't no guarantee that he'd be having a season.
I think he's big enough to not get the daylights knocked out of him. But
I don't know how many a few drinks is for that guy, but sheesh. A couple, man. Look, there's no guarantee. Does C.J. Stroud look great? Yeah. And if you're a Houston Texans fan, you're going to be thrilled. If you're a Carolina Panthers fan, just like Chad, you're going to be ticked off, as you should. I'm not mad at you. But we can't just close the book on Bryce Young today. I know what the line looks like. I know what the wide receivers look like. But, yeah, for my same point, if you would put C.J. Stroud in this position that Bryce Young is in, there's no guarantee that he'd be doing what he's doing right now for Houston. I don't think you just evaluate off of this year alone. I don't think they give these dudes contracts for one season and say goodbye, for the first rounders at least. There's a reason why they got contracts for a couple of seasons, 3, 4-year, 4, 5th-year option, to see what you got. Do I think Bryce Young is going to take that long to figure out? No, I don't. But they would have going to be damned if they do, damned if they weren't. Give them another year, man. You ain't winning no Super Bowl this year. You ain't winning no Super Bowl next year either. Maybe things could be on the up and up. I know it don't look good. It looks bad right now. That's why they play the games. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls. People are hitting me up on the side about Lane Kiffin. We're going to talk about some kindness from Shohei Ohtani. And then, how about this? Nobody knew who the hell this guy was a couple weeks ago. Tyson Bagent. He's the quarterback for the Chicago Bears, not Justin Fields. We're going to hear from him on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
All the differences of opinions, all the difference of backgrounds, and yet I believe all of us and all your listeners, yourself included, we can do this and always be friends.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Chicago Bears real friendly with the Carolina Panthers. They beat them tonight 16-13. And because of their friendliness when it comes down to trades over the past year, the Chicago Bears, they own the Carolina Panthers' first-round pick here in 2024, this upcoming season, following the season, I should say. And so that means if Carolina continues to suck, which it looks like right now they have a record of 1-8, the Chicago Bears would not only own their own pick, which as of right now sits at number 5, they would also be selecting at number 1 overall. Not too shabby, not too bad. Carolina Panthers have to live with their decision, drafting Bryce Young, who is currently in the press conference right now, looking miserable as he answers questions. He looks like he's been through a few things. And the Chicago Bears, I mean, even though they're probably going to own two picks in the top five for the 2024 draft, including number one overall, the Chicago Bears have a decision to make as well. What the hell do you do with Justin Fields? Tyson Bagent has started four games here for the Chicago Bears. I know who the hell this guy was a couple of weeks ago. No idea. I couldn't tell you today right now where Shepherd University is. I think it's in West Virginia. Ain't nobody hear about this guy. And here he is starting on Thursday Night Football. Now, let's not be confused. He ain't light nobody up. He ain't do nothing exciting, okay? 20 of 33, 162 yards, that's it. God bless him, he didn't get sacked. He didn't throw an interception. We know he ain't throw no touchdown. The Chicago Bears are 2-2 with him as a starter. Matter of fact, he just spoke to Amazon. And you hear in the background, the fans in Chicago, I guess they love him. Listen to this.
You got some of the best fans in the world. You know, they're hard on you when you lose, which they should be. But when you win, it's that much sweeter. So we appreciate our crowd. And, you know,
absolutely. You are now 2-2 as a starter. I know you didn't have the game that you wanted last week with the turnovers. You come out tonight, you don't commit any turnovers. You were not sacked once, and your defense showed up. What did you make of the W tonight?
Yeah, I think it was all hands on deck. I think we preached that all week. Coach Eberflus always talking about the ball and how important it is. So, you know, put that pressure on myself, do a better job this week, bouncing back and taking care of the ball. And, you know, he said if we did that, we'd win. And, you know, you see what happened.
Tyson, let me ask you, man, just for one moment, tell us the truth. I know you're on some text groups, some of the guys back at Shepherd. How sick is this moment, dude? Division II, you're starting in the NFL, you just won another game in prime time. How sick has this moment been, man? Has there been a moment you've had yet where you've gone, what in the hell's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I think every day I wake up, I do that. But at the same time, you know, me and my family always thought this would happen. And, you know, I definitely put in the work. You know, even though I wasn't playing Power 5, I wasn't on TV all the time, I was still, you know, behind the scenes, you know, putting about as much work as I possibly could. So, you know, I'm just really, you know, happy and blessed that, you know, it's paying off.
Look, man, I hope he plays for as long as he can. It's a nice story. I heard the fans in the background. Shep, were they chanting Green Bay sucks?
Yes.
Man, you know your team is ass. When you got to talk crap about another team, who as of right now, I know it's your rival, I get it, and the owners, I get it, I understand it. But your team really sucks when you got to randomly just shout out your rival when they don't have a damn thing to do with anything going on right now. And so at least the Chicago Bears fans are thrilled about beating the Panthers tonight. They're thrilled about, as of right now, having two picks in the top five in this upcoming NFL draft. And next, this should be fun. They got the Lions. Next up for the Chicago Bears here, they got the Lions. It should be fun. I think the Lions will rip them to shreds. It's a difficult thing to say, but I think that's what will happen. 855-212-4CBS. So we're going to get more into Tyson Bagent. This man's dad is a, how do I say this? He's an arm wrestling champion? Okay. All right. They don't have that. You can't get a scholarship for that, I don't think. Daniel's calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Man of respect.
How are you?
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. What about you? You're on the radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm doing. I'm drinking Bears juice now.
You're drinking Bears juice?
Yes.
What is it? What's the Bears juice consist of?
The Bears juice consists of iced coffee, Dunkin' Donuts. Iced coffee.
Oh, okay. That's nice. I think I can get that locally. Go ahead.
Yeah. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. And I'll be hearing about Beijing. You know, that guy is really good. He's good. The way he talks, the way he answers questions is on point. I like him. I like him.
Right.
He's going to do a lot of cool things.
So, no, the Bears don't need to draft a quarterback. Just stick with Tyson Beijing, huh?
No. We need to. Yeah, we got to. We got to draft a quarterback next year. We got to. you know, maybe the guy from USC, Kellen Williams or something like that. We got to do that, you know. But I don't know about Justin Fields. You know, I don't know about him. Maybe
nobody knows about him.
Yeah,
there's a couple
maybe
of things on. There's a couple. Well, there's one thing I know about him. And, you know, I'm going to share that next break. So we just got to wait. Okay, Daniel?
Okay.
Are you still rolling? Are you Uber driving people? You active right now?
Oh, you bet. I'm just stopped now. I said I got to talk to my man of respect. I don't want to pick up nobody. I turned off my app. I said I want to talk to my guy.
All right. Well, thank you, man. Well, go make that money. Turn the app back on. And how much longer are you going to be driving?
I'm going to be driving for another 2 hours.
All right, go get that money, okay? I'll be right here.
Yeah. Okay, I'll be listening. I want to know more about Tyson. Because
no doubt. Well, listen, I'll be here for 2 more hours, so we on the same
schedule. Oh, okay.
Drive safe, okay?
I'll be doing that too.
Okay, all right, we rolling. Thank you, Daniel.
Okay.
Drive safe.
Okay. Thank you. Have a nice weekend.
You as well. Yeah, we going to talk about Justin Fields. Because what the hell do you do with him now? They got options, right? Lucas is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Great.
So just a little fact. So I live like about 15 minutes from Shepherd. My my buddy's the head coach of the football team. And I could be wrong, but I don't know the name of it. But I think Badgen actually got the Heisman, the equivalent of a Heisman Trophy in Division II football.
Oh.
He won it last year.
Oh, that's nice. Sounds like a participation trophy. Great.
So what I think they're going to do with Justin Fields is they're actually going to what I think is draft the quarterback one. I think Justin Fields is going to have to play like a couple games at the end of the year so they can get him for like a showcase him for trade, show him that he is healthy and doing some things. But I think you have to step away from Justin Fields, just like you were telling the one gentleman about. Bryce Young, you know, it's only been one season, so you got to give the kid a couple years. I think Chicago did give Justin Fields a couple years, and I think this is probably the perfect time to move on from him with this draft coming up. Like it's just too good. Like you said, Carolina will probably be the number one pick. They'll probably get the number one pick, so Chicago will have that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thank you, Lucas, for calling from Maryland. Appreciate you, man.
Okay, thanks.
No doubt. And Shep, what happened? So this guy won an award?
Yeah, to Lucas's point, and I don't think anyone knew this, it's the Harlan Hill Trophy. So it's the equivalent of a Heisman at the Division II level. Ironically, he won it not in his last year playing. He won it in 2021, believe it or not.
He didn't get that out of a Happy Meal? He won it?
No. JR, you got to admit, though, man, he's so easy to root for.
Yeah, aren't all underdogs easy to root for?
Yeah, but he's magnetic, man. He's got charisma. He's got swag.
Well, let's see if he can keep a job. It'd be amazing if he did that. Hard knock life. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk more about this game. We'll listen to some of the key plays for a game that stunk. And we'll talk more about Justin Fields' future. If you're the Bears, what do you do? Options are nice, aren't they? We'll discuss them here on CBS Sports Radio.
Ever notice how feline family members take a back seat to dogs by most pet insurance companies? Yeah, that chafes me. Cats have feelings too, and it's just wrong. But hold your horses. I got some good news here. FelixCatInsurance.com is doing something about it. They call it whisker-to-tail protection. Because, look, our cats don't actually have 9 lives, and accidents and things can happen anytime. Felix Cat Insurance has plan options for cats of all ages, and it covers accidents, illnesses, emergency care, and more. Best part? Plans start at under $1 per day. Customizable coverage exclusively for felines. FelixCatInsurance.com. No dogs allowed. Hold up. This ain't over yet. Roll that legal stuff.
Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. For all terms and limitations, visit FelixCatInsurance.com/terms.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy?
Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.